You're listening to Off the Clock, a production by citybeats.info.
That right there, you weld that together. That's where the welding came in. You put that on like that. You weld the pipe on like that.
Troy Johnson is a 51-year-old bus driver who lives in Bedford Stuyvesant, Brooklyn. In the Bahamas, where he grew up, he would help his stepfather make the old look new by remodeling boats. Today, Johnson has made this practice his own by taking wood, metal, plastic, and anything else he can screw, weld, or stick together to create giant bicycles over 10 feet long, otherwise known as choppers.
It's like you're taking two frames, pretty much, taking that and that, and you put them together. Here's what we're trying to build now, that one.
He points to the picture of a bright green bike called the Gladiator from a website called Chop Zone. The seat has been lowered, the handlebars raised, and the piece of metal that is used to steer the front wheel has been extended.
So this is what it was supposed to look like, but we made a left turn in Albuquerque and made it 11 foot long.
Johnson also left the beaten track when he decided not only to use pieces of old bikes to make his creations. He's only been building choppers for 2 months, but he takes pride in being innovative. His newest idea? Using metal chairs as bike parts.
So, I took a chair. I cut the chair right here, right? So, just imagine this chair bigger, right? And I originally wanted to just take this part right here of the chair and use it for handlebars, because I couldn't come up with no handlebars for the monstrosity. I'm sharing this with you, but if you saw it, you wouldn't know it's a chair.
The Chopper Project has become a neighborhood-wide endeavor. Johnson often gets help from local guys and his brother, Robin. But the brothers don't always see eye to eye on how to build bicycles.
Well, it's a big argument when we're going to start this bike, because he's saying this has got to be true to numbers and true to math. And I'm seeing the bike done before it's done. He's going, nah, man, it's got to be math. Da, 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 da. I'm like, no, it's art. He says, no, it's math. But I understand what he's doing, you know, because if it's solid, like how he's saying, true math, and everything is spinning right and lined up right, it's going to feel, you know, it's going to feel okay. So now I'm looking at cars and everything now, like math. An artist will break the rules sometime. You got to know where to break them if you're going to break them, right?
For Johnson, building choppers doesn't only allow him to exercise his creativity. For him, it's also part of staying healthy, especially since he finds his job can take a toll on the body.
My colleagues get gaining weight, so you got to really do something either with your legs, jog, or do some kind of exercise, and it kind of refreshes me.
When the bike he is currently working on is finished, Johnson will organize an inaugural ride so that everyone in his community can see how he turned bits of scrap metal and old bike parts into a flashy chopper. Everyone has been eagerly awaiting the reveal, and the pressure is on, since many consider his bike building to be as illustrious as the luxury motorcycle manufacturers featured on TV.
It's almost like a ghetto version of Orange County choppers. You know how the pop was? Just get these bikes done! And then the sun was bugging out, and then the other sun. So it was like Bed-Stuy.
This is Julia Piper with City Beats.